Now let's move to the subject of developing emotional intelligence, EQ. Interestingly, if you carefully study the emotional intelligence literature, it suggests first the transcendent importance of EQ in long-term effectiveness, and second, that EQ can be developed. But interestingly, there is relatively little out there on how it can be developed. The five commonly accepted primary components of emotional intelligence are first, self-awareness, the ability to reflect on one's own life, grow in self-knowledge, and use that knowledge to improve oneself and either overcome or compensate for weaknesses. Second, personal motivation, which deals with what really excites people, the vision, values, goals, hopes, desires, and passions that make up their priorities. Third, self-regulation, or the ability to manage oneself toward achieving one's vision and values. Fourth, empathy, the ability to see how other people see and feel about things. And fifth, social and communication skills, which deal with how people resolve differences, solve problems, produce creative solutions, and interact optimally to further their joint purposes. I have become deeply convinced that the best systematic way to develop these five dimensions of EQ is through the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Let me illustrate. Take the first component of EQ, or emotional intelligence, called self-awareness. An awareness of self, of our freedom and power to choose, is the heart of habit 1, be proactive. In other words, you are aware of the space between stimulus and response. You're aware of your genetic, biological inheritance, your upbringing, and of the environmental forces around you. But unlike animals, you can make wise choices regarding these things. You sense that you are or can become the creative force of your own life. This is your most fundamental decision. Next component of EQ, personal motivation. Personal motivation is the basis of those choices. That is, you decide what your highest priorities, goals, and values are. That's essentially what habit 2 is about. Begin with the end in mind. This decision to direct your own life is your primary decision. The third component, self-regulation, is another way of expressing put first things first, which is habit 3, and sharpen the saw, habit 7. In other words, once you decide what your priorities are, then you live by them. It is the habit of integrity, the habit of self-mastery, of doing what you intend to do, of living by your values. Then constantly renew yourself. Execution strategies and tactical decisions are your secondary decisions. So habit 1, fundamental. Habit 2, primary. Habit 3, secondary. The fourth component of EQ is called empathy. Empathy is the first half of habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. It's learning to transcend your own autobiography and get into the head and hearts of other people. It's becoming socially very sensitive and aware of the situation before attempting to be understood, influence others, or make decisions or judgments. The fifth and last component of EQ that is widely accepted is called social communication skills. The combination of habits 4, 5, and 6 represent social communication skills. In other words, you think in terms of mutual benefit and mutual respect. That's habit 4, think win-win. Then you strive for mutual understanding. That's habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. In order to have creative cooperation, that's habit 6, called synergize. I acknowledge again that I have made connections between the 7 habits and the development of these 5 dimensions of emotional intelligence in a summary fashion only. If you have a sincere and serious interest in developing greater EQ, I commend to you a sincere study and effort to apply the principles contained in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I do so without any desire to promote my own work, but rather with a conviction of the power of the universal, timeless, self-evident principles it contains. principles I cannot and do not take credit for they belong to all humanity and are present in every nation, society, religion, or community that has endured and prospered.